Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Steve Tiasi joins Taz and myself now. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Steve. I guess the first thing would be, you know, you're up in the, you know, the greater Massachusetts area. Reaction to, you know, Antonio Brown now being a Patriot?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask the overwhelming majority of Patriots fans up here, they're now excited about it. If you ask them a week or 9 days ago, they would have been like, by no means do we want that cancer in this locker room. So, you know, like a lot of fan bases, it's relative to what's good for your team. I don't think very many people could have conceptualized the idea of Antonio Brown being with the Patriots. So it was easy to dismiss it if you're a Patriots fan up here, and a lot of people did. But then when he landed, it was like, all right, well, when they look at it and step back a little bit, even a lot of the fans will say, all right, well, let's see how this works out. Bill Belichick has dealt with problem cases before and has had success, and he's had failures. I mean, he's had some guys that, nothing that's destroyed the team, but, you can't just say that, oh, Randy Moss was great and Corey Dillon was great. You got to look at guys like Albert Haynesworth and a number of other guys that came here and couldn't turn it around. So, yeah, it's, you know, in a moment of football passion, Patriots fans are like, let's get after it, let's open it up. And then when they sit down and relax, they're like, well, let's just hope this doesn't affect the locker room.
Well, Steve, let me ask you, you know, and you understand the locker room better than anybody, how it works at the elite level. So how is this going to work? I mean, and then do you think it can work? You think AB can stay in line? And there's enough leadership on that team as opposed to veteran leadership, I think, that I would assume would keep them in line. Do you think it comes down to players policing him, making sure his social media antics don't act up? Or does it go right to Belichick? Like, you know, bring us behind the scenes how you think it would go down.
Well, you're absolutely right, though, about the locker room being the biggest factors in that. And I remember coming from a Dallas locker room back in the late 80s that was toxic and terrible, and then coming up to the Giants locker room, and it was the exact opposite. It was the only divisiveness in that locker room in the Giants was, are you working as hard as you can to help win a championship or not? And that was the only... that was the only factor involved in whether you were accepted in the locker room. And a lot of that is, you see the same thing at the Patriots right now. These guys understand what Bill Belichick is capable of doing, understanding what the coaching staff is capable of doing, and they also understand that they have a role in it too. And there'll be a lot of that stuff in the locker room where guys are – and you're not sitting there, you know, getting up in a guy's face saying, you do this, you do that, you're doing a number of different things. You're leading by example. You're talking about things. You're exposing guys that may have never been exposed to what the Patriots locker room is like, and then showing them how much fun it can be and how enjoyable it really is. And yeah, is it hard work? It sure is. Bill Belichick expects his guys to work real hard, but it'll never be to be successful, it can never just be one thing. It can never just be Bill Belichick laying down the law. It can never just be a couple of captains, you know, getting in Antonio Brown's face. It has to be an overall effort, and it will come from the top down, and that starts with Bill Belichick, and then it transcends down through the assistant coaches into the team, and a few other guys will step up. Guys like Tom Brady will step up and maybe lend a hand a little bit more. But it's never going to be just one factor. It's going to be a group effort if you bring a guy of that kind of talent into the fold and expect it to be a big part of the success.
Well, Steve, if you had to make a prediction, do you think it works?
I would predict it does. I think that once you get around a situation where it's not tolerated in the locker room, you know, you guys know that the locker room dictates a lot of the way the guys think. If there's a locker room that's dysfunctional, then it's easier to be dysfunctional. If there's a locker room that's not, then you stick out even more. You know, the 30 seconds to a minute of sound bites that we've heard from Antonio Brown every time he decides to go off is, you know, is a small part of his day, you know, you get a full day of football, and it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of study, and it's a lot of being around guys that hopefully have an influence on you. And we've seen what the Patriots can do in terms of winning. And you know, if Antonio Brown wants to win, there's a formula up here, and I would hope that he buys into it.
You listen to Taz and Luce on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is Steve Diassi, former NFL linebacker, NFL analyst. Steve, so staying on the topic, I should say, of the Patriots. So, I mean, man, they beat Pitt. They beat Pittsburgh 33-3. I mean, just smoked them. Brady looks like he's 26 years old. I mean, it's unbelievable. Are they going to lose, man? I mean, they got Miami next, which is going to be like a scrimmage for them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, break it down. What do you think is going to happen throughout this year? I don't know if they can lose. What do you think?
Yes, of course they can. We know that. But have you seen a team, especially now, if Antonio Brown's for conversation earlier,
right,
if Antonio Brown can step into this situation and add to what's going on, that's a tough team to stop. But I'm sure Mahomes and Kansas City will have something to say about that in terms of what transpires in the AFC. But again, offensively, it could be a very stacked offense. And defensively, they seem to have a pretty good secondary, better secondary than they've had in a number of years, and that's going to allow Belichick to dial up some more blitzes. It's going to allow a lot more flexibility. If you've got players that can do a number of different things, then now all of a sudden your creativity is expanded that much more. So I think they can have a fantastic year. The idea of going undefeated, I mean, it's just so rare. I just can't.
Right, right.
Couldn't see it happening again. There's going to be some point where they stub their toe or whatever. But you know, and then, you know, who knows? You look at their early schedule, and they could be, you know, 4-0, 5-0, 6-0.
Quickly it could happen. Yeah.
And then when Gronk comes back in week 7, it's even worse.
Yeah.
He better put some weight on. Right. He better gain some weight, get in the weight room.
He would. Well, he won't have to take the hits because everybody else will be out there. No, but
that's true.
It's conceivable, but it didn't really work out for him last time they went undefeated during the season. So
right.
I think there's probably a taboo talk about here. It's a taboo to talk about the almost undefeated season.
Right. Steve, you know, toxic atmospheres, right? You mentioned how you were in a toxic locker room down there in Dallas. What about what reportedly is going down in Miami right now? Number one, I mean, you've been around and known the NFL for a long time. The approach that the organization has taken to this year, and then the reports out of Miami are that there are a number of guys that don't want to be a part of it.
Well, I understand both sides of the equation. I understand what Miami wants to do. Miami decided they're going to clean house and rebuild from the ground up, and they're hoping that with Brian Flores they can catch some of that Belichick magic. And that magic is every bit as much as the X's nose as it is building the team. So I perfectly understand what Miami is trying to do, and I hope Brian Flores is a good guy. And I hope he's there on the other side of it. And now for the players, you know, it's a tough situation. You want to, as a football guy, you want to say, hey, suck it up and play the game and do the best that you can. But, you know, you look at it and you realize that it's A, a short career. B, oftentimes you get paid with a successful team better than you will with a team that's floundering, you know, like that. So, guys, I completely understand it, but it just still irks me to hear things like this, that the guys are sitting there in the locker room looking at each other saying they want to get out of here or I'm done with this or whatever. It's just I've seen that. I've seen it in locker rooms, and it's a terrible feeling. It's no way to approach the game. And when it happens, the problem is it's easy to expand. It's easy to fester. It's easy to just get in there and start to – Getting your little Parcells just call me your little bitch circles where you're moaning about this and you're whining about that.
Right.
And you know that's all you're doing is moaning and whining. You know, not for nothing. You can moan and whine all you want. You still got to go out there and earn your money on Sunday. And if you're sitting there whining and moaning about everything, there's an easy chance of getting hurt in that situation because
you're not going 100%. If you don't go 100%, what happens, right?
No, I, in a completely mercenary way, I understand what the guys are thinking. You have a short career. Your opportunity to earn money is a very small window, and guys that win make more money. And I get it, but I don't condone it. I don't appreciate it, and I could never imagine thinking that way, putting on my helmet, going out to play a game.
Steve, a final one for you, and that would be in terms of when you look at when you look at Brady and Taz hinted upon it as well. Back to the Pats here for a second.
Yep.
Do you marvel at first off? I mean, he looks like he's 25 years old, right? I mean, it's amazing where he is physically in his early 40s. He is a modern day marvel, even at the quarterback spot.
Hey guys, I can tell you that, but I'm on my way to step into the B12 Academy. Whatever it is, he's doing in that place. All right, I'm sitting here. I played two rounds of golf over the weekend, and I got sore ankles, and I can barely walk around. And I'm sitting here looking at Tom Brady at 42, looking like he's 32, playing like he's 28, and just tearing it up. There's something to it. Whatever it is, it works for him. Now, does that mean it works for everybody else? But pretty soon, you'll see when this stuff starts rolling. You've seen it already. You'll start getting other guys to pay attention to it and see what happens. There's something different here. We're not, and all credit to a guy like Drew Brees, who's just a few years behind him. But whatever he's doing is working too. But Tom Brady seems to have a formula, and he likes it so much he wants to share it with everybody else. I haven't seen anything like it, to tell you the truth. I've seen guys in the league close to that age that are kind of hanging on. But, the other part of that equation is you're not, over the last 10, 11 years or so, you're not allowed to beat up the quarterbacks like you used to. And guys like Brady and Brees, they don't have to take the beating that an Elway or a Montana
Marino's guys.
Yeah, right. You couldn't get them to him quick enough to get a beat.
Right.
The ball quick. But, yeah. But there's something to say about that. You're not taking those hits that these guys, guys just one generation before this took. So that helps too. And I'm not sitting here telling you it's all the TB12 method. It's partially, and the owners are right to do it. You're protecting the, in most cases, the face of the franchise, and you get $100 million plus invested in the face of the franchise. Why would you let a $500,000 defensive end ruin that? Take him out from the season? It doesn't make sense. So yeah, there's a combination of things. It's what he does, how he trains, how he approaches the game, how he studies. I think that's the vast majority of it. But whatever, and I think a little bit of it is the fact that it's a safer league for quarterbacks now.
Hey, Steve, we appreciate the time this morning. We do. Have a great Tuesday. We'll chat soon, all right?
Steve, thank you.
Guys, thank you very much.
Take care, man.
Yeah, Steve D'Asi.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire,
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.